The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, suppose you want to take a short holiday to a place where you'd like to find breathtaking 19th century architecture, glorious beaches, a vibrant nightlife, a really welcoming people, and a fascinating history. I bet one of the last places you might think of would be a city that is coveted by Vladimir Putin. I'm talking about Odessa, the third largest city of Ukraine. It's a gateway port to the Black Sea, vital in keeping the Ukrainian economy alive. In pre-war times, it was a magnet for tourism in the region. Since the invasion, it has resisted Russia's efforts, and the people there would love you to visit. Well, we're joined by Kira Carolyn, reporter with the Brussels Times, who has done just that. Good morning, Odessa. Good morning, Kira.
Hi, Pat.
What's it like? You're outdoors in Odessa at this moment. Describe the scene.
Yeah, so at first glance, it's almost like a completely normal city. It's really beautiful here. There's so much striking architecture. It's very busy. There are cafes and restaurants. Everyone is at work. But there are very telltale signs of the war. Air raids are common. Everyone has an app downloaded on their phone to tell them when to go to shelters, which are everywhere. There are huge conscription posters at every corner. And the people themselves are quite solemn, which is understandable given the situation they find themselves in.
Now, the fear of conscription, I presume every young man has that on his mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that you notice when walking around is there's a lot more women than men here. When I was just in Lviv 2 days ago as well, and I attended the funeral of two young soldiers who were killed in combat, and almost everyone at the funeral were young women. And it was really striking to see that, because obviously most of the men have gone off to the front, although some women have been fighting as well.
And you visited a place called the Field of Mars. What is that?
So that's a graveyard in Lviv city centre, and it was an unbelievable sight, because the graveyard has actually spilled over into a field next to it, full of hundreds of graves belonging to soldiers killed in combat, men and women. So many of them were not even 30 years old, and it really just brought home the reality of this war and the toll that it takes on civilian lives, whether it's deaths or families who are grieving because of loved ones who have died.
Now, we are told that there is something of a mental health crisis, and I'm sure in every war situation where people are stressed all the time and anxious, be they child or adult or older person, what are the statistics about the state of things?
Yeah, there are some really, really worrying statistics, notably from the health ministry. Sales in antidepressants have gone up by 50% in the last 3 years. And another study from the medical journal The Lancet suggests that around 54% of Ukrainians might be suffering from PTSD now. As I said, everyone here knows at least one person who has died in the war. And I think there's probably a huge psychological effect of the threat of bombs at all times. And the people here are so friendly and welcoming, despite language barriers. But anytime you engage in any conversation of a deeper level, people are suffering so much. And it's just the uncertainty of what's going to happen, I think, is taking a huge toll on people.
Are they conscious of support from other countries, and where in fact it's coming from?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's the military question. Vladimir Zelensky was over in the US last week presenting his victory plan. And of course, military support is the first thing on people's minds. But any gestures of solidarity count so much to people here. I know there are some really admirable Irish initiatives based in Lviv and elsewhere in Ukraine. And when you see just normal people engaging with each other in non-military efforts like this, it just counts so much to the people who are living here and who are suffering every day.
Yeah. Now, the question of the victory plan that Zelensky wants is permission to strike deeper into Russia with the missiles provided by the West. What is the feeling in Ukraine about that? Do they want to intensify the war against Russia? In other words, bring it home to the Russians what they have been going through?
It's very clear that people are, they really support the military effort, and they have so much admiration for the people who are fighting for them on the front line. But it's interesting, a recent survey conducted by the Kyiv International Institute of Sociology shows that 57% of Ukrainians now want Ukraine to negotiate with Russia. This is up by 33% last year, which is pretty significant. However, at the same time, 55% of those respondents were against the idea of ceding territory. So Yeah, thoughts are still very much on the military efforts and the needs to counter Russia in that way.
Did anyone have any comments to make about the meeting between Trump and Zelensky, where Trump is standing beside President Zelensky and saying in front of Zelensky's face that, you know, he's a great friend of Vladimir Putin's?
Yeah, well, that's one thing that has come up in almost all conversations that I've had with Ukrainian people here. There's a very deep distrust and all, I would even say hatred of Russian people at this stage and Russian soldiers. I spoke to one soldier in Lviv who's fighting near the front line, and he described Russian soldiers as barbaric and illiterate, and they want to be much closer to Western civilization than anything else. And this really means so much to people here.
Now, I looked at a video of made by another journalist going to Odessa. I looked at it last night. And the place looks absolutely fabulous. And there is still a nightlife. There's a cafe society, vibrant food markets. You know, it would make you want to go there. Why did you go?
Yeah, it's really bizarre because it is a beautiful city. And, you know, if you didn't know what was going on at first glance, it would seem like the perfect tourist destination. The main market in the city centre is full of lovely, friendly people, interesting new foods to try. The beaches here are gorgeous as well. They used to be very popular before the war started. And I know that some Ukrainians have just kind of started swimming there again, or at least they did during the summer, despite the threat of mines from Russia. Yeah, so there is this attempt to continue on with normal life. Mm. But as I said, the war permeates everything.
Yeah, now it is a huge and vitally important port city. So have you been down to the port? I mean, how enormous is it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the steps there are overlooking it with a big statue up the top. You're actually not allowed to take pictures or videos of the port because of its military importance. Under martial law, it's forbidden. But yeah, really, really stunning imagery here everywhere in the city.
OK, well, you're going to stay there for a little while, I presume, and stay safe. I heard a siren in the background. I presume it was just a police car or an ambulance rather than a...
Yeah, everything okay for now.
Okay. Kira, thank you very much for joining us from Odessa in Ukraine. That's Kira Carolyn, who's a journalist with the Brussels Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.